On the show today, we have Currency Marketing's Tim McAlpine talking about this year's Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec Competition. So check it out. Hey, we're talking a little Q's Next Top Credit Union Exec Competition. It's that time of the year again, and we always have you on to talk about this cool competition that features our industry's next leaders. So, and just for those who may not be too familiar with it, can you just give us a quick reminder about what the competition is all about?
Sure. Believe it or not, this is our seventh year, lucky number seven. So we started 7 years ago and partnered with Q's, and it really is the original young credit union executive competition, and kind of modeled after some reality TV stuff, whether it's The Apprentice or American Idol, but it's really meant to recognize the young talent in the credit union industry. Mm-hmm. And so it's brought to you by Q's, the Credit Union Executive Society, DDJ Myers. They provide a whole coaching, professional development element to it, and Currency Marketing, our company, we do all of the behind the scenes website content. I play the Ryan Seacrest role on stage.
Do that very well.
Thank you. And essentially, we start with a nomination phase. That started in April of this year, and we had 236 nominations this year, which was an all-time high. Mm-hmm. So to get the nod from your CEO or someone who thinks highly of you, they get an email, wow, I've been nominated for this. And then we go to an application phase, and 25 of those folks went forward and created a video. We always want more than that, but we also know that they're juggling time commitments, the fear of actually putting themselves out there, all of that. So we had 25 fantastic young credit union professionals put their project and their selves out there. And then that went to a public vote. And the top 10 automatically go into the top 15, and then we had five judges pick the rest to round out that top 15. Okay. And so that's the phase we're in right now. Okay. And those folks, they get coaching, a couple coaching sessions from DDJ Myers. They do some additional content to round out their project. And then ultimately, there is our final three judges who comb through all of this stuff, and they select a top five. So that'll be happening over the next month and a half. Mm-hmm.
Man, what an endeavor, but it's well worth it, because I've been to the final round and the presentations and all that types, and I've been covering it for quite a while too, and it's really a cool competition that really makes people step out of their comfort zone and gets them to really push themselves, and the rewards are phenomenal.
Yeah, and so the top five, when they're named, they immediately get a $6,000 package.
Nice.
Full airfare, hotel, everything to Q's. I'm going to read this one. CEO Executive Team Network, because it's a mouthful. And it happens in October 23 to 26 in Savannah, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So at a beautiful resort. Yep. It's their premier executive event of the year. Approximately 200 CEOs and high-ranking VPs and C-level folks come, so it's a very polished crowd. And these five finalists present their project on stage under the bright lights to the judging panel of three, and then to this big group. So they get 10 minutes, including their Q&A with it, really present themselves and their project. So it's a phenomenal culmination of all of this work.
And what does the winner get? The winner gets, or the top three, or the top four, what do they get?
So the top person, and they win based on a combination of judging, panel votes, scores rather. Mm-hmm. The audience there does their own voting, online does their own voting, and then we also accumulate all of their social media interaction, the likes and shares and things that are going on their content. Mm-hmm. All of that's tallied up, and the ultimate winner is named on the final morning of that event. And they get $20,000 worth of educational stuff. It includes registration, accommodation, airfare to Q's CEO's Institutes. There's two of them. They'll do one in 2017 and another in 2018. Mm-hmm. And they're held at Wharton and Cornell. So this is
not too shabby.
This is community college. Yeah. This is Ivy League professional MBA level accreditation. And then they get ongoing coaching from DDJ Myers. Oh, So yeah, it's pretty phenomenal.
There's a ton of benefits there for the competitors, but how do you see it benefiting the industry looking at the bigger picture?
Well, I think by recognizing young talent, it gives them the opportunity to shine and connect. It really gets them out of, many times we've heard this over and over again, that wow, I didn't realize how big the credit union world was and the opportunities that are there.
Yeah.
They're in their own credit union and they have their own peer group there, but now they expand their network and beyond. And so that's been a great byproduct. I mean, it's a great achievement to include on their resumes,
yeah.
But I think just this attention, and I mentioned that this was the original young adult competition. There have been others, so I think CUES has inspired other organizations to really take notice of emerging leaders in the credit union industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that attention and spotlight cements these folks as potentially credit union lifers,
yeah,
as opposed to just skipping out to another industry.
Yeah, yeah, because we do. I mean, you talk to any HR person, any person who recruiter, there's a lot of competition out there in outside industries for these folks. But man, when you do something like this, you really highlight them and reward them and take them to these incredible networking events and stuff, it really makes them think twice about, hey, this is a pretty cool industry. You know, let's stick around and do some great things here.
Yeah, for sure.
Indeed. All right. So, how have the participants changed over the years? I know you say you've been doing this for 7 years and each winner, they've gone on to great things and stuff. How have they changed, or have they changed?
Well, I think it really, the cream of the crop rises to the top.
Yeah.
It seems that every year they up their game because there's now an archive,
yeah,
of content to review.
Mm-hmm.
So they come in more prepared. They know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's a never-ending supply. I'm seeing fresh faces every year. And when we look at past winners, many of them have taken those institutes and they've parlayed that into going to a third institute, which gives them the certified chief executive designation.
Mm-hmm.
This is really kind of essentially deemed their CEO ready. And so past winners have gone on, or participants have gone on now to become credit union CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
Ronaldo Hardy,
I was thinking of him, yeah,
finalist in our first year. He became the CEO of Shell Geismar Federal Credit Union in Baton Rouge. Ashley Colris, she was our 2012 winner, and she's continued to excel as a chief executive officer at a legacy FCU,
mm-hmm,
in Winston-Salem.
Yep.
And in fact, she'll be one of our final judges.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Really cool. So it's given us, and I mentioned that the five of them are put into the top 15. Well, that judging panel is made up of past finalists and winners as well. So it's become a community, and people are really interested in giving back.
Yeah.
So we've also seen numerous credit union finalists rise within their credit unions and also gone to other credit union organizations. Some have started their own credit union specific consulting businesses, and I think the end goal is to keep everybody involved in the industry as much as possible.
Yep. I think this certainly does it. Is there anything different you got lined up for this year's competition?
Well, over that 7 year span, we have refined it, and we only made one small change this year. The top 15 was previously made up of 12 that were automatically voted in, then 3 judges' picks. And some messaging that we heard was, did that favor those from larger credit unions with larger voting pools?
Mm-hmm.
So we made the automatic top 10, and then 5 were picked by the judging.
Okay.
So it's just a subtle change.
Okay, cool. All right, to wrap up here, Tim, where can folks find out more about the competition and track their favorite participant, maybe even have like a fantasy pick or something like that?
There is a dedicated website to this. It's called nexttopcreditunionexec.com.
Okay.
There is a short URL, ntcue.com, will get you there as well. So
okay,
that's what we tend to promote. And the way you can get involved is tune in live on Monday, October 24th. We'll be doing the live presentation, the live stream, so you can see it. Those will all be posted back on the website, and then there will be voting that takes place from that Monday to Tuesday.
Okay.
It'll all be tabulated and then revealed on the morning of Wednesday the 26th.
Oh.
In the meantime, you can check out ntcue.com.
Mm-hmm.
Additional content will be posted by all top 15 starting early August.
Okay.
And then when it's refined down to the top 5, our 5 finalists, they do an additional video update. And so you can see it all happening on social media and Q's Facebook page. There's a Twitter NTCUE handle as well, and we're all over the place.
You are. It's really fun. I mean, just based on my looking at it from a fan, I guess, kind of standpoint, it's really kind of fun to follow. Because you look at each person's, what their qualifications are, where they're from, and what they put out there, and you kind of choose your favorites and go, gosh, I hope this person makes it, or that person makes it, or whatever, and you kind of get involved in it. It's really kind of fun to follow.
Ultimately, what we're challenging them to do is present a concept that, and a project that they're working on, but that has widespread application across the credit union movement.
Yeah.
So it's a great place to kind of pick and choose different projects that you might want to do at your credit union and be inspired by what others are doing. And ultimately, I think those that have emerged in one, their ideas have the most application across the entire industry.
Very cool. All righty, sir. Always great to talk to you. You guys do a stellar job with this competition, and it's really, and again, it just speaks for itself. I mean, it's very, very popular now, and having more, having, you know, a record high participants this year just says, you know, what the competition, how good it is. So well done on that. And so we look forward to covering it even more.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for your ongoing support, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. All right. Well, we'll keep tabs on it and keep people up to date, and look forward to seeing you in the winner's circle, as they say.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.